Good morning, everybody. I'm really happy to see you first time in this new year. This morning I had a really nice moment when I get off the train and found out that I would have to wait for the bus for 10 minutes at the bus stop. It was quite cold. So I found a route in a map and I walked all the way here. It was a nice half an hour walk. And when Rob at the beginning said that we should tune our hearts to God's presence, to worshiping him, my heart was already tuned because the nature outside and the snow, it was all really heartwarming, and I had some thoughts about what God was talking to me. So I had a nice morning, and then I met all of you, so it was even nicer. There are many stories in the Bible that we could say that are a little strange, or sometimes they are very strange, and this is one of them. This parable is one of them. Sometimes we try to avoid these stories and we don't read them, and we act like if they didn't exist. And sometimes we read them and struggle and don't know what to think, how to understand them. And this parable is strange because it's kind of a parable on God and some people, but the help that the widow asks comes through a man who has very poor moral qualities, and moreover, he represents God here in this parable. However, when I thought about it, this parable perfectly illustrates a problem that we also often have and often don't know how to deal with it. And how to understand it, and it's actually a problem of prayer, especially the kind of prayer when we ask God for something, and all of a sudden the strange thing about the parable is very suitable to this also very strange topic of a prayer, because there are two problems with a prayer. There's a double trouble with a prayer. The first problem is that we might have is that the Bible assures us that when his faithful pray to him, ask him for something, God will give it to them. It is written many times in the Bible. If you pray in Christ's name, if you pray a faithful, sincere prayer, God will listen and give it to you. But what is the reality? What is your experience? Is it always like that? I think that every one of us has had the experience of praying for something very long, very hard, and even maybe you involved other brothers and sisters in these prayers, and God didn't grant it. It was like God didn't do anything. And those could also be some very serious things, you maybe prayed for God to heal someone or other things that you would say, this is God, this is the right thing. This is also what you want. So why don't you do something? And sometimes God doesn't intervene. Sometimes it doesn't have, in our eyes, a happy ending. And I don't know what is the ratio of answered and unanswered prayers, which of them are more frequent. But I know some people who, for whom this fact has led to loss of faith or to doubts about whether God is really good, whether he really cares about us. So this might be hard for some people when they pray for a long time and it seems like nothing is happening. And the second problem, which this is for me a bigger problem. I don't usually, it doesn't happen to me very often that I lose faith when I pray for something. But the second problem is actually the opposite. We might ask, why should we pray at all? Why should we ask God for something? We know that God knows exactly what is in our hearts, and he knows what we want to say even before we say it. So why should we pray repeatedly every day for the same thing? It's like, does God need to remind him, or is he too busy? Is it like, hello God, I'm still here, I told you yesterday, I told you a month ago, and still nothing, do you remember me? Sometimes we think, what's the point of repeating the same prayer every day when God knows exactly what the problem is, even if we can't put it in words? So these are the two problems that we sometimes struggle with in prayer. And it may be very confusing in our lives, just as the story of the widow is confusing and not easy to grasp, not easy to understand. We have to have in mind that this is just a parable, so it doesn't reflect the entire reality exactly. It only illustrates some part of it, one problem or one idea. And here I would like to highlight two facts in which this widow's situation is very similar to ours, and what we can take from it, what we can take when we have these problems with our prayers. First thing is that the widow is the one who doesn't know. The widow knows her situation and knows that the judge can help her, but she doesn't know how the judge will do it. She doesn't know what all things must be involved, what steps the judge must take, and who else the decision will affect. She might also not know the situation of her opponent and what is behind all the scene. But she does know one thing, that the one who can do something about it, who can help her get justice, is the judge. So she goes to him, and she must rely on his goodwill. And we will see that it, in this case, it paid off for her. But this obviously, the judge is not like God, but we are somehow in the same situation, because we also don't know many things. We know our situation, our problem, our point of view, but we cannot see around the corner. We don't know what the best solution for the problem would be. We don't know all the people who are involved, their motivations, all the connections, and we can't even imagine what when God will do something, what will happen in the future. But we can rely on one thing. God can do something about it. It's God who can do it. And in this, we are better off than the widow in the parable, because we have good reasons to come to God with confidence that He is good and that He wants the best of us, the best for us. Sometimes we don't understand why God is silent, why He is waiting so long, why He delays answering our prayers, but we don't have to understand everything. We can trust God. This is the same thing that the widow did. She could rely on the judge because he is the one who knows, and we can also trust God, rely on Him because He is the one who knows. We don't know many things. We don't understand many things. And the second thing is the split of power in this parable. The widow is a nobody. She is a woman without a man. She is a poor woman. She has no power. She can do nothing to help herself in her situation. The judge is the one who is pulling all the strings. And maybe in this story, one phone call could solve everything for the widow, but the phone call had to be made by the judge. But the judge here doesn't want to, and the widow won't do anything about it. She's powerless. And yet, the widow doesn't have to be just passive, sit and wait. There is one thing she actually can do, and she's doing it. She's, every day, she goes to see this judge and say him, judge, I have this problem, you have to do something about it. And she's active, and her persistence finally pays off. The judge, in the end, he grants her request, but it is because it happened because she went there every day, and she herself, in the helpless widow, the powerless widow, became a part of the solution to her problem because she was active. She went to the judge every day, and we might feel sometimes powerless too. We might feel that our problem is bigger than us and that we can't do anything about it. We feel that we have no influence, nothing we can do. And it's true, only God has the real power to change things, but He doesn't want us to just sit passively and wait and do nothing. He wants us to become a part of the solution. He wants us to work with us, to cooperate with us. And sometimes we can do many things. We can influence things in various ways. We can actively make difference in many things. But sometimes all we can do is just to pray and not give up, to be persistent. And in that way, our prayers become part of God's solution to the problem. In that way, when we pray in the Lord's Prayer that sentence, "Thy will be done," this becomes true in our lives. When we pray and join God's will in prayer, and He changes things from His power. So what's the conclusion? What's the lesson of the poor widow in this parable? It can be summed up in two words: trust and perseverance. These are two things that are important in prayer. We can trust despite not understanding everything. And perseverance is an active approach to our living by faith, to our living with God. And the parable ends with this question: however, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? God will do His will anyway, whether we decide to be part of it or not, whether we pray or not. He is sovereign God, He is independent. But we do not pray for God to remind Him of what to do. He knows what to do. But it's us who can benefit greatly from prayer. First, prayer helps us seek God's will and join it and tune our will in accordance to His will. And second, when we pray and wait for God's answer, we discover more and more God's grace and goodness, and we can grow in faith, hope, and love. So keep praying. Amen.